This is Las Vegas' sports station. KYDZ North Las Vegas. KXMT HD2 Henderson. The all-new CBS Sports Radio 1140 Las Vegas.
Flash. I'm Peter Schwartz. We start with the Orange Bowl, and a lot of people question whether or not Northern Illinois deserve to be in this game, and right now they're showing that they don't deserve to be in this game as they're getting hammered by Florida State 31-10 in the fourth quarter. Seminoles quarterback E.J. Manuel with 290 yards through the air to go along with a touchdown. 7 years after retiring as head coach, Wisconsin athletic director Barry Alvarez was back on the Badgers sideline for just one game, but Wisconsin falls to Stanford in the Rose Bowl 20-14. A fantastic finish at the Outback Bowl.
Thompson out of the shotgun, throws down, middle of the field, end zone, caught,
touchdown,
Bruce Ellington. Dylan Thompson comes off the bench with 11 seconds to go and gets six, and the Gamecocks are up on the Wolverines, 33-28 from 32 yards out. Oh my, hurt me.
Todd Ellis, the call on the SCIMG network. South Carolina beating Michigan 33-28. In the Capital One Bowl, it was Georgia over Nebraska 45-31. Gator Bowl, Northwestern 34, Mississippi State 20. And in the Heart of Dallas Bowl, it was Oklahoma State beating Purdue 58-14. From the NFL, according to multiple reports, former Eagles head coach Andy Reid could become the new head coach of the Cardinals by week's end. He is expected to interview with Arizona later on today. The Bills promote Russ Brandon to president and CEO. He had already been the team's chief executive officer. Brandon says that Buddy Nix will remain the GM. Packers cornerback Charles Woodson has been cleared to play in Saturday's playoff game against the Vikings. He's been out with a broken collarbone. NBA at the half in Los Angeles. Sixers on top of the Lakers 54-50. Kobe has 17 for LA. The Clippers were on a 17-game winning streak. The Nuggets had won seven straight at home. Something had to give.
1.3. Give it to McGee. Fire it up. On the way. Yeah! JaVale McGee.
Ralph Lawler on CSN, the Clippers see their 17-game winning streak come to an end. Nuggets prevail 92-78. Elsewhere, Pistons over the Kings 103-97, Mavericks 103, Wizards 94, the Blazers over the Knicks 105-100, Hawks 95, Hornets 86. NHL presents a counteroffer to the players on Tuesday. They'll meet again later on today. I'm Peter Schwartz.
We're the all-new CBS Sports Radio Network, and you can reach out to us on Facebook at facebook.com/CBS Sports Radio.
Verona Bench is back in the biggest way possible, waxing up the mahogany with bad taste, bad locks, bad breath, bad dues, bad friends, bad intentions. We got bad bowl games that should have never happened, like Northern Illinois playing Florida State in the Orange Bowl. When I grew up, that game should have mattered. They had the big heavyweight show up for that game, and they always had a great halftime show that took too long. And now I got Northern Illinois getting spanked by the Noles 31-10. CBS Sports Radio, it's great to be with you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio in New York City. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. 855-212-4CBS is the number to call in and get benched, rage with us, talk sports, talk bowls, talk NFL, pain day, wild card playoffs, unbelievable the pressure with the games that are going to go on this weekend. Happy New Year, everybody. 2013, as we start up CBS Sports Radio. And what a week of action from the bowl day today right into NFL playoffs. Of course, the Super Bowl on CBS in New Orleans this year. It's going to be a fantastic month. All of January leading into February, and Bourbon Street. Who's going to get there? Well, it all starts on Saturday. Who you taking? What's the problem? I can't believe you're not already talking to me about it. Cincinnati going to Houston to Reliant to take on the Texans, who've struggled mightily of late. Meanwhile, the Bengals are back in the playoffs for the second consecutive year. I never thought I'd see that. They love Pharrell in the Queen City, those Bengal fans. Call in 855-212-4CBS to talk about your Bengals against the Texans. Are you worried in Houston? I know you're listening. Are you tripping about your Texans and the way they've been playing lately? What Minnesota did to them. Everybody's going in there pushing them around. Speaking of Minnesota, how about the job they did in Minnie over the weekend against the Packers? A.P. Peterson goes off, falls 9 yards shy of Eric Dickerson's all-time mark, single-season rushing record. He didn't get it, but he was impressive nevertheless in leading the Vikings to a huge win that got him into the playoffs and sent the Bears packing and Lovie Smith fired in the Windy City. We know all about the bloodlettings on Black Monday around the NFL. We'll talk about all of that later with NFL Today on CBS's Jason Lockhand Fora. But Minnesota plays Green Bay at Lambeau on Saturday night. It's going to be unbelievable. It'll be freezing. Green Bay will be rocking. The cheeseheads will be out. They're going to have the beer flowing for the pack in the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers. Ponder was impressive against the Packers in Minnie. I think it's going to be a different scenario, to say the least, when they hook up in Wisconsin. I can guarantee you that outdoors, breathing in a little icicle air. Packers don't mess around at Lambeau. We all know that. Where are you, Green Bay fans? 855-212-4CBS to get waxed up on the bench. Indianapolis and Baltimore on Sunday in Baltimore. The Ravens, perennial playoff contenders. They haven't been dominant, but Ray Lewis, he's had time to heal. Will he bring the defense back to dominance? Will the Ravens be ready to dance against Andrew Luck and the Colts? How about the job the Colts did against the Texans in Indy over the weekend? Chuck Strong Pagano comes back for the Colts and leads his team to victory. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Luck's got himself a lot of receivers to get the job done. I mean to tell you, even beyond number 87, who's always producing, we know the story there. But guys like Avery, guys like Hilton, these guys have all come up big for the Colts. I don't think they're the same team, certainly, on the road that they are when they play at Lucas. How will they do in Baltimore against a playoff-tested Ravens team? And Ravens fans, do you believe in Flacco? We want to know. I want to hear from you, 855-212-4CBS. Seattle and Washington, what a game it's going to be. The two hottest teams in the NFL. Seattle, the job that Pete Carroll has done, phenomenal. No one's laughing now. He didn't pull a Saban where he showed up in Miami for a couple weeks. He forgot to put on his sunblock, and then he ran to Tuscaloosa. Here's a guy that showed up in Seattle, stuck it out, built that team in his image, his type of players. And look at the performance. Look at the job they're doing. Look at that defense. They are sick and ferocious and vicious. They attack the quarterback. They play playoff defense. I'm telling you, have fun with that team. But the Redskins have won 7 in a row with dominance. They handled the Cowboys with relative ease on Sunday night. It was cranked up to be the game of the week. But the game of the week was in Minneapolis. The game was good with the Skins and Cowboys. I'll give you that. RG3 playing on a gimp knee, still getting the job done. Their rushing attack was incredible, to say the least, all night long, just running the ball down the Cowboys' throat. I thought it hurt when Austin got banged up, and then Bryant got carried off late in the game with the back tweak. Spencer was banged up. Ware was getting abused on Sunday night. They didn't even block Ware. They didn't even set a lineman against Ware in that game. They let him do whatever he wanted defensively on the end, and he didn't do much at all, did he? RG3 had him breaking ankles. He didn't know where that kid was going with the ball. I love that offense. Shanahan, they're talking about giving him a new deal already in the nation's capital for the job that he's done handling the skins business affairs on the field. What a job Mike Shanahan's done, and his kid. How about that offense? How about that team? I like Pierre Garçon. Mr. Garçon. A table for two, Mr. Garçon. 855-212-4CBS. I know you can feel me on the fan in the district. Like old school Pharrell, when I used to go to Fairfax for a little overnighter. Where do you hurt? If you got pain, bring it in to the CBS Sports Radio Plush Studios. O'Reilly, I love these people. I get those free oil rags now. It's incredible, the juice I have. I got fans calling in. I got Tony Barnhart, the college football. He may be Mr. College Football. You see him on CBS on Saturdays doing SEC games every year with my buddy Tim Brando. He loves SEC football. We're going to talk to him tonight. We got Rick Caro, CBS Sports Radio news analyst. He went bowling today, and I'm not talking about rolling a Brooklyn. He went bowling on the road. He went to the Gator Bowl to get a little taste of the Wildcats and the Bulldogs. Early today, as the big bowl day kicked off, he hit that game. Road trip. Then he rolled down to South FLA to catch the Orange Bowl. He's there now watching the Noles working the Huskies on South Beach. We'll talk to him tonight. We want to talk to you tonight, the fans. Bring it in. Bring some leverage. Bring all you got. I'm ready for you. I've been fired up for this for a month and a half. I can't believe it. We finally launched. I got more leverage than the guy that jumped out of the sky with the Red Bull astronaut uniform on. I'm coming down hard and heavy on you, America, coast to coast. I love you up north of the border, too. I'll never forget my friends. Hook Canada. I love everybody everywhere. 2013 is going to be huge on CBS Sports Radio because we're taking over the world. First of all, let's clear some things up. I know I'm painful, irritating, verbose, a show-off, loud, scratchy, gravelly voice. It's enough to make you wreck your truck, your vehicle. It's enough to make your wife leave you in the middle of the night. I'm not going to put up with that. What is that voice of that? It's just awful. This is unnecessary. I have to go to work in the morning. Turn off that radio. I will not turn off the radio. Pharrell's on. He's got all the skinny and scoop. You turn that off or I'm leaving you. Stay out of my sports business. I never liked you anyway.
Getting the inside scoop here, fellas.
It's true. I gotta tell you, I think immediately I should talk to fans. Immediately. Oh, I love them up in Boston on BZ, the hub. They're styling with Brady and the Pats. Nobody can slow them down. It's unbelievable. What's going on, Matt? How you feeling?
Pirelli. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good and getting better by the minute. You're the first guy on the show. Get this guy an O'Reilly Auto Parts, like, gift certificate. Get him something. Shit. Get him a new set of hubcaps. Get him a case of oil.
Pirelli.
What?
What do you think of the lockout?
I think the lockout, frankly, ruined my Christmas. It ruined my Thanksgiving. It ruined my Halloween. It's ruined my life. I think they're going to get it done this week. Let's get to the gist of it. It's time to cut a deal. The deal will be done by the end of the week. They're going to start playing by the 19th. I think the rumors are true. There's too much money to be lost. But frankly, I don't care about the owners losing money. Neither do fans. Nobody cares about franchises. Oh, they're drowning in debt. Oh, no fans are going to the games. Here's what happens. They're going to cut a deal. They're going to play hockey. And fans are going to go to the games. I go to watch hockey games. I don't care about owners' financial woes. Neither do you. Everybody says, hey, do you think fans will go back and watch hockey? Of course they're going to go back and watch hockey. I was watching the World Juniors the last few days. Great hockey. I got up at 5 in the morning to watch it. I get up at 5 in the morning to watch hockey, and I stay up till 2 in the morning doing radio shows. Then I come back the same night and do radio at 10 o'clock. I'm doing two shows a day. You can't slow me down. I watch hockey. If the NHL comes back, they're going to fill the arenas, and everybody's going to be fine. Count on that. I'm telling you. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to be cranking your calls all night long. This is the unprecedented debut on CBS Sports Radio of Pharrell on a Bench.